بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In this chapter, it is illustrated and shown to us that how important it is that we should encourage and help one another on good deeds. That is, whenever there is an occasion, like for example, we are coming for namaz, then don't just step out of the house and say, but inform everyone else also that make the namaz, come, let's go for namaz. Like for something else, if we are going, we invite one another. We are going fishing, we are going to see a sport, some game, then we invite one another, we phone one another. But for deen, we don't do that. That should be done for deen. That is the important thing. For all deeni matters, it is our duty. It's not only the work of Tabligh Jamaat, and that also once a week make us, and we're going to invite people. But it's a continuous duty of every Muslim all the time to be inviting towards good in a suitable and proper manner. With regard to that, we read the Surah Al-Asr. With regard to the Surah, Imam Shafi'i Rahmatullah Ali says, people, or the vast majority of them, are negligent to ponder over the Surah. The Surah has got so much in it. According to one tradition, Imam Bukhari, Imam Shafi'i Rahmatullah Ali says, if there was no other ayat of the Quran Sharif revealed, or no other surah, this one surah was enough for the guidance of mankind. But we don't ponder in the meaning of it. It's very important that we ponder in the meaning of the surah. With regard to Imam Shafi'i Rahmatullah Ali, Imam Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi was born in Ghazwa in 150 Hijri. He was then taken to Makkah Mukarramah, where he grew up. He memorized the Quran Sharif at the age of 7. He had finished memorizing the Quran Sharif. The Muadda at the age of 10. The Muadda of Imam Muhammad, he had finished and at the age of 10 he memorized the whole Hadith Kitab and was granted permission to issue fatwa at the age of 15. That is, he was a mufti. And he was appointed not by ordinary people, but great, great ulama had given him the authority that he can issue fatwas now by the age of 15. He studied under Imam Malik Rahmatullah Ali and Imam Muhammad ibn Hasan al-Shaybani radiallahu anhu, that is the student of Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali. He was a man of great virtue and merit. In the surah, which starts with our asr, time. Time is a very, very valuable commodity, but we don't appreciate time. Previously, a person, if he wanted to cook something, he had to light a cold stove or a primer stove. Today, you just turn a button, a knob, and everything is ready already. Previously, if a person wants to do banking, he would go to the bank, he would have to take out time to go to the bank. And if it's peak period, stand in the long queue before he can make his deposit. Today, just sitting in the comfort of his home, wherever, on the phone, he does all that. So much time he saves, but today's man says no time. The people of before, they had a lot of time. Good time to visit, time for namaz, time for ibadah. Today, most of us say no time to make tilawat of Quran Sharif. No time to make the zikr of Allah, but time for phone, that we have got lot of time. So in many wrong things we are spending our time. Time is such a thing that every day 24 hours have got 60 minutes, which is 1440 minutes. And then each minute has got 60 seconds. It is 86,400 seconds. That every morning when we wake up, we are given 86,400 seconds to use and utilize and make our akhirat. And when we make our akhirat and our deen, our dunya also gets made. But most of us, we waste that 86,400 seconds. And if we think where and where we use them, like a person who gets 86,400 rand a day, and he can invest it and he can make up his, build up his whole empire, but he just lets it go for waste. especially when we go for holidays, then moreover, all this time is wasted. Many times, like weekends, etc., all this time is just wasted. And even if we are just acquiring dunyavati, then it's a very, very short vision, just for this dunya, for the little while. The real life is the akhirah. And if we use this 86,400 seconds in order to make our akhirat, then our akhirat will be made, which is eternal and forever. And all the namas there are much more superior than the things of this dunya. And in that, our dunya will also be made. That is a peaceful, comfortable life, a life of security and happiness a person will get in this dunya also. Otherwise, this time that we are wasting, and how many people in this worldly life, they are having so much problems and difficulties, whether it is in marriages, whether it is our social conduct, people who take to drugs, etc., people who rob other people, murder people, etc. How much of wrong is happening? All this is happening in time. If that time is utilized correctly, great, great, great benefit can accrue to a person. So this surah, where most many of us read it very often in namaz, but we read it because it's a short surah. We should read it to ponder of the meaning of it. And then we should take the lessons from it, and we should make our lives according to that. May Allah give us all tawfiq. There's this surah and the whole Quran Sharif. It is a kitab to ponder about it and to think of the meaning and then to make amal on it. But unfortunately for us, the kitab is just one kitab, it's the Quran Sharif. We don't have time to read it, we don't have time to meditate on it, we don't have time to practice on it, and we are losing out tremendously because of that. May Allah open our eyes and let us benefit while we have the opportunity. Wow. Thank you.